Undressing Room Podcast presented by Macy's. I'm your girl, Eva Marcille, and this is the beautiful L'Oreal. What's up, L'Oreal?
Hi, beautiful. How are you doing?
I'm feeling good. I see you got the ding-dings ready, so I feel like it's going to be a very spicy week. Speaking of spicy, let's just get into it. It is almost cuffing season. We're creeping up into that good old fall weather. Summer's on its way out. You already there?
I'm already. Cuffing season started already.
Cuffing season started. Well, my question is, did you follow Tyrese's rules? Because he says that a large age gap in dating can lead to a disaster. We're going to unpack that. Plus, John Legend, who we don't hear in the news often, has revealed why his friendship with Kanye is strained.
That's right. And we'll help you with your friend picking skills. Also, you won't believe what Ice-T let another celebrity do to his wife. And you always know it gets interesting, it gets spicy. And this week, this happened. I'm not gonna lie, I'm super disgusted. Never wanna see anything like this. And if y'all wanna pull up on a challenge, pull up on me and say how much you purchased.
Speechless.
Make sure you listen to hear how we undress this mess on the Undressing Room Podcast, brought to you by none other than Macy's.
Yes, and speaking of Macy's, Macy's has the best collection of one of my favorite fabrics, which is denim. Now, with denim, you can own your own style. Every single generation has had their own icon of denim moment. Macy's can help you find that proper cut that feels just like you when you put them on. Now, I like bell bottoms, but you got your skinny jeans, mm-hmm. you have your wide leg jeans, you got your boyfriend cut jeans. There's so many options. So whether you want to keep it sleek with your straight legs, throw it back with a flare like me, or you want to keep it subtle with the denim logos and patchwork details, do whatever you need to do to make the style your own.
That's right. So for all your denim inspo you need right now, just go visit Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. And if you need a little help finding your footing, or if you're a veteran and you just need a little pointer or two, you can pair up with Macy's personal stylist. We love this so much because it is totally free, y'all. They'll help you out, put your look all together, either in store or even from the comfort of your own home. Imagine having a personal stylist for free. You don't have to imagine anymore. All you got to do is head to Macy's.com/personal stylist to book your appointment today. That's Macy's.com/personal stylist. What's going on, Eva?
So, okay. Let me see how many pieces of clothes I have on right now, because I'm sure they will all be coming off very, very soon. I mean, relationships are back in the news. And a couple of weeks ago, Black Tie, Black Rose, Tyrese himself, the original Coca-Cola singer, talked about a major dating lesson that he has learned over the years. Now, you know, he had an estranged relationship with his kids, his daughter's mother.
Yeah.
For a long time, he found himself married and is now divorced. He recently had a new girlfriend that he toted over Instagram, and her name was Zelie Timothy. Now, they recently called it quits. They just called it together, so that was fast. But he says that, you know what? I have learned a very big lesson here, and that is that 43 years old shouldn't try to connect or to relate to a 25-year-old girl. It's like oil and water. It's just does not mix. So I guess I'm really out here grown and trying to keep up with these youngsters. It's not my life or my world. Now, we've seen several large age gaps in relationships recently. Mm-hmm. Some have made it. Some have called it quits. Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton. That was a 20-year difference.
Lord.
Jay-Z and Beyonce, if you guys didn't know, that's a 12-year difference.
That
just
seems
a few
to be working.
Examples.
Mm-hmm.
Two things. A, what do you think about Tyrese and his dating habits? And then second, what do you think about his suggestion that large dating gaps aren't healthy for relationships?
I'm going to agree with him. I don't do the large gap in age dating. Like, usually whoever I date is my same exact age or maybe just a little bit older than me. But when it comes to like somebody being too old, I find that like I've dated somebody that was like about 8 years older than me. And it was like, even though it's only 8 years, it seems, because we're both grown as hell, but it's just like a disconnect. Like 8 years, depending on the person's mentality, could be 100, you know, and a younger mentality is even worse. Like in Tyrese's case, he's serious. He's looking for somebody to fill that void in that place he's missing of wanting to have a wife, even though he wasn't the best husband when he was. Maybe he changed and he wants to move on. But a 20-something-year-old girl, she's trying to be outside, running around. In my 20s, I was outside. In my 30s, I'm outside.
See, the thing is that I feel like a lot of these men want their cake and eat it too, right? So you want the body of a 20-year-old girl. You want the access and the lack of resources of a 20-year-old girl so that she's impressed by your 40-something-year-old self. But then when she's sitting in the bed eating Cheerios, watching SpongeBob, you mad because you want to watch, you know what I'm saying? Like
CNN.
Exactly. In the morning.
American Greed.
So it's one of those things, like there are a lot of relationships where the age gap is very wide and it works out well because you just have to be equally yoked. But a lot of these men want women that aesthetically look good. So they go for younger and they don't even think about their brains because there are a lot of women that are your age that would be great for your mentality, but you don't want them because they wear Spanx and wear bonnets to sleep.
I get what you're saying, but there's a lot of like older women now that are taking care of their body and that are going to the, when I go to the gym, it really be the women in their 30s and 40s that's in there looking better than the girls that come in there.
That's not who he wants. He wants the 25-year-old girl who doesn't even have a gym membership yet. That's my point.
Yeah. He wants somebody that don't even got to work at it. But that's the thing. You don't want to work at the relationship. And fresh out of something, sometimes, depending on your mentality in that relationship, you go for something that's totally left than what you were with. And sometimes the person that you were with might have been a good person and might have been the right person. So now you go for the total left and now they're messed up. In some people's case, it works out well because you end up going for the opposite and that person was toxic to you. So what you do is you find somebody that is more loving, more whatever, and they might be better for you. But in his case, no. He was the toxic one, it seemed, throughout the whole
Instagram. But this reminds
me
of last week's topic, Lo, about like being emotionally available when it comes to dating. And if you're ready, it was a couple weeks ago, actually, if you're ready to date. And I think for Tyrese, that's why I asked this in a two-part question, because there's one part where it's like the Tyrese of things and the other part where it's like the rest of normal people things. Mm-hmm. Because when it comes to him, I think he just really, really, really wants to be married and really wants the idea of what a fruitful marriage looks like. But it doesn't just, you don't buy that at a store, at a cash register with a SKU. It's something you have to find if you're lucky enough and work on every single day. So when you meet these girls, if they 25 or 35 or 45, ain't nobody trying to get married tomorrow, sir.
No. And the sick part is with Tyrese, I spoke with Envy and Gia, and I'm really close with them. And at one point in time, they were going to break up. And the person that brought them together was Tyrese. Like, he sat down, he prayed with them, he talked with them, he sung for her, he did all of that. And it's really sad when it's like you can see the light in other people's relationship,
but you can't see
your faults and what you're doing. But Tyrese, in order for you to want that, you have to make yourself available for that. And you also have to set your life up for that. And you knew that that 25-year-old girl wasn't going to be that. So you need to talk with God.
The best example for me is like Steve Harvey and Marjorie Harvey, because Steve, like, listen, not all relationships are meant forever. And he was not happy in his situation, however it shook out. But at the end of the day, he thanks the lucky stars, not his checkbook. And that's what I mean. A lot of these men, they want beautiful women. They want women that they can dress up and look great. But do you really want a woman that's going to check you when you're wrong? Do you really want a woman that's, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of these men, they don't want that part. But you want a strong woman and she got her own. But God forbid you're in the wrong and I have something to say about it.
You definitely have to choose a woman, the right woman, because you can see how choosing the wrong woman could lead your career, your life, your everything down the wrong path. So you got to be cautious of that, because I will say, to back you on that, Steve looks better. He's probably making more money than he's ever had. And even though she's costing a lot, she's helping him mold him into a different man.
He looks happy. What I tell you, Steve Harvey always smiles.
He's ever looked in his life.
He be stepping out with Miss Marjorie, baby. And when I tell you, they are all the relationship goals, because they just look like the happiest, most lovingest little couple, and not without their flaws and their stuff, but they doing it together from Milan, Italy to fly fishing. Like, I'm so here for them.
And for real, even speaking for myself, like when I have a toxic man, I had a toxic man in my life was downhill. But like, out of that situation and like me choosing to be with who I choose to be with now, or with whoever I choose to deal with, I always tend to go more towards somebody that's encouraging, supportive, not like, why you can't come be with me? Da, 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 da. It's more like, yo, go do what you got to do. I know that we're going to have our time.
I'll be whatever. There.
Yeah. And that 20 something year old ain't going to have that for you, Tyrese. Sorry. But you know, moving forward, there are some people that had to break off some relationships, and that's John Legend.
No.
Yes. Well, this is a little different. This is a toxic friendship in this case.
Oh.
And that would be John Legend. He revealed while his friendship with Kanye West ended, even though I could probably give a billion reasons, he's going to give us a couple.
Trump.
You funny. So he recently did an interview on CNN, and John admitted that politics played a big part in the breakup of their friendship.
Yeah,
absolutely right. He said this. I did an interview with him a while ago, and he said this then too. But he said, we aren't friends as much as we used to be. I honestly think because we publicly disagreed on his running for office, his supporting Trump, I think it became too much for us to sustain our friendship. When Kanye announced he was running for president, John Legend was one of the first people to speak out, child. He gave his public support for Elizabeth Warren, and then after that, he gave his support for Joe Biden. Now, even though John Legend believes that started the downhill of their friendship, he also mentions their family and personal lives also contributed to that as well. He said, I don't think we're less friends because of the Trump thing. I think that we're doing our own thing. He lives up in
Wyoming.
I'm tripping. He lives up in Wyoming. I'm here in LA. We both got growing families, and I no longer have a formal business relationship with him as an artist. So I think that's just part of the natural cycle of life. That's true. If you don't work with somebody and see them every day, and you don't really speak to them like that. So Eva, have you fallen out with a friend because you didn't support their endeavors, or vice versa? They didn't back you on something.
I haven't fallen out because they haven't backed me, especially when it comes to like my dreams and hopes. Those are just my inspirations. But I have backed away from people that share completely different political views, especially with the climate that we're in today as a Black woman. Like Rihanna said, that Black girls rock. You got white friends telling where they at, pull up. It's okay for you not to rally for me and for what I got going on. Like, I'm not tripping on that at all.
It's true, but I have had some friends that had some pretty unrealistic dreams. And not that I don't support them on it, but I'm going to be more honest. And what I mean by that is I don't want you to be embarrassed. Like, you're not going to embarrass me because I'm going to do what I do. But if you be
like, are you
like
the friend that gets embarrassed for them?
I would get embarrassed for them. So it's like, if you're going to tell me, like, say you come out right now, tomorrow, you're 5'1", and you don't have nothing that's sticking career-wise, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to be a Victoria's Secret model. I'm definitely going to be that friend that's like, maybe you should try OnlyFans.
You can't do that in these days because they're going to call you an ableist. Like, in these days, you can't even encourage your friends properly not to do what they should not do, because if not, everybody's supposed to be included. And if you want to wear a toddler bathing suit, I'm supposed to let you.
Not this friend over here. I'm going to be like, OnlyFans is your platform. I don't know about Victoria's Secret. Like, I do feel like you need to be honest with somebody, and that doesn't mean you don't support them, you know, necessarily. Now, with the John Legend Kanye West situation, like, come on, Kanye, you're really being erratic here. Like, I get that you may have dreams of being the president, and to be honest, you're not far-fetched because Donald Trump was the president. So I'm just saying, anybody could be president.
The thing is that it is totally fine to dream. One of the biggest and dopest inspirations of a dreamer to me is Kanye, because he said the only difference between Ye and everybody else is that Ye believed he could do it. A lot of people have so much potential and don't have the courage. I'm not mad at his dreams, but when you aspire to do something that will end up hurting millions of people and disenfranchising millions of people, and you are purporting yourself to be a leader that should be someone that leads all of us, I got a problem with that. And I think that's the same problem John Legend had, because everybody's not into politics, and that's totally fine. I just happen to love American politics, global politics, but definitely American politics. And I'm sorry, all you did was split the vote like Jill Stein. When he decided to put his name on the ballot, you had people, because they like this man's sneakers in a College Dropout album, go and vote for this man to run the free world.
But to have a falling out, I don't understand that. But that's also, Kanye is not to understand. John Legend is doing the right thing by backing up and removing himself, because so many other people have.
He wore Make America Great Again hat. I am so with John Legend right now, because everybody is so easily, they easily forget a shooting that happened yesterday. They easily forget our people that we love and be loved that do the most crazy things in the public, like say horrible things about Black people, or wear a Make America Great hat, and then they do a concert called Donda, and we forget everything that ever happened. And
No, we ain't forget nothing. We ain't forget.
I'm just saying. You're listening to the Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's. Do yourself a favor and check out our personal Macy's shopping page at macy's.com/theundressingroom. So what are you talking about with these butterflies, L'Oreal?
Let me tell you something. I saw this the other day on the internet, and I thought that it was very important to bring it to the Undressing Room Podcast, because I never thought about this before. There was a video series that was posted on TikTok. A woman is giving a PSA to single women who are dating. Check it out.
Okay.
And they feel all the butterflies, and they're like, oh my God, it feels like I've known this person for my entire life. You say, run.
I say, run. I know. Isn't that crazy? Because butterflies, the kind that you're talking about, is actually the body's warning signal. And more often than not, when we feel like we've known someone in that way, I met him and it feels like he feels so familiar to me, or she feels like I've known her my whole life. Yeah, that's because they are embodying your wounds, right? So we're always gonna, until we heal ourselves, which most of us, let's face it, haven't done, you know, many of us are starting to now, if we haven't healed those wounds, then we are always going to get those butterflies and feel that deep recognition with someone who is going to play out those wounds with us.
Ooh. Okay. Now, do you think that there's truth to this? Because it hit me in a space where it took me to really stop and think about it, like maybe she has a point. And how many times have you felt butterflies and realized they wasn't real, or it was like a little premature?
I can see it all on your face. You go first, girl. Did this hit you? You tell me.
No, because, you know, I had a situation, and it was like I compared the two situations. So after I heard this, I kind of like thought back, and I'm like, you know, I did feel butterflies with a certain person. And I was like, okay, this is great. Like, I feel butterflies, so this must be real. This must be the right thing. And like, it ended up being a total dud. But then when I looked at another person who, like, yeah, we might have had things in common or whatever the case, but it was just like we just clicked. Like, it was just like an undeniable energy. Like, it just, I could be around this person. I could whatever, like, I wanted to be around this person. It was just totally different, but I didn't feel butterflies. And I thought about it, like, the butterflies may be the nervousness of it's like, oh, this is familiar. Like, oh, this does remind me of somebody else. And maybe my guard did go up. I totally did not look at it before then. But I thought if you didn't feel the butterflies, that mean that this wasn't the person. I don't know if that's so true anymore.
I disagree with you and old girl. Now, my husband, Michael Sterling, I met in June of 2015. And in August of 2022, he still gives me butterflies. I still get them.
Is it butterflies, or is it just a good feeling? Because butterflies is a nervousness.
It's not a nervousness as in anxious in a negative way, but it is something where if you were running a little cold, your insides warm up a little bit.
But see, that's why I'm saying it's the same. You smile, feel good all over.
When you be trying to smile and you like, hey girl, let's take a selfie, but we want to like show teeth, like we having fun, so we do that cute little smile. But yeah, butterflies get you back into teeth number like 34, 35, like the ones you not trying to show, but you can't help it, but he make you that's that. So I disagree. I think that butterflies are a very real thing. I mean, unless you ate something that's gassy and you're lactose intolerant, then it could just be breakfast. But besides from that, I think that butterflies is a very real thing. I mean, a very, very real thing.
Yeah, butterflies don't make me feel comfortable. What makes me feel comfortable is if it's like our energies match, if our vibe match.
But that's the thing. It's not supposed to be comfortable. Butterflies is that, especially for women like us, right? Women that walked in there, you got it all the way together. You know what it is. You know people in the room. You can do the room by yourself, like we that. But that one person that when you in front of them, them words kind of like escape you. Your wit that you always have, it's not as fast. It's that, ooh, I got to use the bathroom, but you don't even got to use the bathroom, but you're nervous. That's them butterflies. Sis.
But do you feel like that makes you so that you're not yourself? Because like I said, I'm just comparing two situations that I'm thinking about, right?
It makes you smitten. So when my husband calls it, and he still has the name in his phone today, is it's like you're smitten. That person, they just do something for you. It's different.
I don't know. The last butterflies I felt was bad. It wasn't a good situation.
Because it wasn't butterflies, sis. It was gas because you didn't drink lactate milk.
It felt like butterflies because, you know, it's usually you judge it off of when you kiss the person. Well, me.
And oh, I had butterflies before a kiss.
I don't know. My last real butterfly was like, that person was terrible. And then my last encounter of like just pure happiness and like feeling like I belong there and just being like, I felt nervous in a way that I'm like bashful, you know what I mean? But it's not, I don't feel that anxiety of anything. Like, and I think with me, butterflies is more of an anxiety thing. So maybe it's just like, depending on what feeling you're feeling, we're calling it two different things, but it may be the same. But have you ever dated?
Anxiety means you need a Xanax.
Yeah, and I've felt like that with a guy before. Have you ever dated a man who you knew wasn't good for you, but because you weren't in a great space and healed, you still dealt with them?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I wasn't trying to be with him like that anyway. Like, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm almost 40 years old, so this is not my first time at the rodeo. And I have been in relationships. I was engaged before, was with somebody for a very long time. And then after that person, I wanted to hang out and I wanted to go out and do my thing. I just didn't want like a serious relationship. Like, I didn't want you clocking me, asking me where I was going. I don't want you. I don't need no wake up texts. I don't need when you get home last night, who you with. If I'm going on vacation or if I'm hopping a flight, you don't need to know. If you call my phone and I'm in Miami, I'm in Miami.
Like, what do you think about like exchanging energy with somebody that's not healed? Because they say that like once you know, even like having sex with somebody that's not the happiest person, you take on some of that unhappiness.
But I think it's how you go into it, Lo. Like, if you go into it like, you're my person, oh, this is passion and perfect, and then, yeah, you setting yourself up for all kind of disappointment. But I wasn't trying to do that. So right. I wasn't disappointed at all because I didn't have those kind of expectations.
So but, you wasn't walking around angry because that person was angry. You didn't. They say that that's the thing.
Well, yeah, but I was just, I mean, we was only kicking it for the night. I'm kicking it with my homegirls. I'm good. I'm good. Our time is over, bruh. So, no, I don't take on that. And more so, listen, I'm a Scorpio, so I'm the strongest of the Zodiac. I will take my energy and change yours. So if you came over here feeling bad, you're going to leave feeling like a sunflower when you finish messing with me.
So do you think you should be healed to get into a relationship? Or do you think sometimes that person can assist you in being healed?
Ooh,
or are you damaging them?
Ooh.
Like, that's, come on now.
So much time. That's so good. So, okay. So I just saw a post that my husband, he put on Instagram, and it speaks to a lot of times we were out there looking for what we wanted and God gave us what we needed in life. And a lot of times I feel like with the men giving advice to women and women trying to give advice to men and vice versa and figure out this thing called dating and compatibility, instead of looking for what you want, which is often tainted by images on social media and what you see other people have. So you think you want that because they look happy. It's healthier to go and get what you need. You'll never be complete in 100%. But if you find that person that helps you grow to the better part of you, then that's your one. And it doesn't
mean y'all. You better talk this morning. You better preach on this morning.
One. And sometimes it takes a while to find that person. Sometimes you found them and then you lost them and you had to find yourself again before you can accept them for who they really are, because that happens. You know, I've seen people get remarried. NeNe Leakes was a great example of that. She let the love of her life in Greg Leakes. And then life went on 20 years in. They had a little bit of a discord and then they found love with each other yet again. But yes, it's about, you know, just being open for it. But it's never going to be perfect. Ever. Hey, y'all, this is your girl Eva Marcel and the beautiful L'Oreal.
Now, by now, you heard us talk about the 2022 Buick Enclave. They are really showing out.
And girl, speaking of showing out, our very own Erica Campbell is starring in a Buick video series called What Moves You. Now, this is called A Message to Krista, which is her beautiful daughter. Now, you can go ahead and check it out at madamenoir.com/whatmovesyou.
Yes, this video brought tears to my eyes, Eva, because it shows Erica Campbell writing a letter to her daughter, Krista, as she prepares to leave for her first year of college and at a HBCU. It's so sweet.
Oh my goodness. Okay, it's not just you, Lo, and I don't have allergies. I am crying too, because it has really got me thinking about the day that my kids will actually leave home and how that will be. Now, in the video, you can see our girl Erica reflecting on the magical moments that she and her daughter Krista have made over the years. And it's really reminded me of my sweet daughter, Marley. Oh, my baby girl. She's about to go to the third grade. She's such a big girl now. I'm just reminiscing on all the little times that we've shared thus far.
Such a powerful reminder to cherish the time you have with people that you love and continue to make new memories.
I like that. Let's make some new memories. Now, I also like the 2022 Buick Enclave Avenir, which offers so many features like 3 rows of premium seating, purposeful and intuitive technology, need all of that. Mm-hmm. And it has a bold, expressive design so that you arrive to whatever the destination you're going to in style. Now, if you're dropping off your kid at college, don't worry, they will not be embarrassed like they used to. Also, the perfect vehicle for a road trip with your friends.
That's right. I'm always down for a cool little road trip with the Buick Enclave because it is an oasis of refinement.
It is clear that Erica and her daughter, Krista, arrived at college in style. So do yourself a favor and head on over to madamenoir.com/whatmovesyou and check it out for yourself. You seen it, Lo?
I seen it, but I'm still going to go back and check it out. All right. Now, let's talk about a recent article we've seen on Psychology Today, and it challenges our friend picking skills, which a lot of people have problems with this. I used to have a problem with this, but you got to learn your boundaries, right? Now, Aristotle emphasized the importance of a close relationship for living well over 2,300 years ago. You need a close friend or two for our well-being. Mm-hmm. Now, according to research, only about half of one friendships are reciprocated. The other half might reveal in your misfortunes. Okay.
Ooh.
Now, it's said that humans are incapable of unconditional love and support. You'll find that some people are just friends of convenience and are great to enjoy meals with or travel with from time to time, but in actuality won't be there for you when you truly need it. Now, the true test is when you're going through something. Here are some signs of people who may not actually be your friends. You only hear from them when you want something. Conversations are all about them. You feel regret after spending time with them. They're not happy for you when they see good things happen. They bring unwanted drama into your life. They're unreliable. They won't pick you up from the airport or help you move. Woo! These is crazy right there. Now, Eva, how do you rate your friend picking skills? And has your judgment been off at times?
So I think that these bullets are right on point because I wrote some down. I am loyal to a core and to a fault. If you my friend, you my friend. If I walk in and you swinging, I'm going to help you swing. And then when I walk out, I'm going to say, why was we fighting? Because it doesn't matter. If I rock with you, I rock. That's just how I'm cut. So for me, a true definition of a friend are someone that would do these things for you. Now, if they wouldn't do these things for you, then they're not your real friend.
Okay.
If they wouldn't help you move, I don't care how much money neither of you guys have. If
That's
they won't
right.
come in there and bust them boxes down and make sure them plates is wrapped up with you.
Because you don't even want to help you. you move.
You don't. You will pay somebody a nice coin. So if they'll come in there and move you, that's your friend. If they will go to a funeral with you of someone, if they will get themselves together and go with you to lay somebody to rest, that's your friend.
That's your friend.
As a woman that has three children, that one homegirl that's bad as hell that will sit around with you at home while you looking crazy and will opt out of going to the concerts and the functions because they're going to sit with their pregnant friend, because that's your, that is a friend.
That's your friend.
And the last one is when your money low and it's real tight and you need to borrow money, not only do they let you borrow it, but then they tell you, you don't even got to pay it back. That's your friend.
That's your friend. Yeah, please don't ask me to borrow money. I'd rather give it to somebody because I'm not finna lose no friendship over whatever. That doesn't mean call me and ask me for money.
Don't. But I am the friend that's going to give it. It's nothing because money is literally just a means to an end. And by the grace of God, there go I could be the person asking for the money. So I'd rather be the one giving.
And if you ask me, that means you need it. But I will say one time somebody stopped looking at me as a friend because they needed money and I didn't have it to give it to them, but they thought I did. So the case.
It was counting your pockets?
So they were counting my pockets, but my boyfriend had a lot of money at the time. I didn't have any, right? So she basically called me and asked me for a big sum of money. I believe it was like around 10. It was either $10,000 or $20,000. Like, it was a good amount of money. And it was for her freedom, though. She did get locked up. She was locked up in another country. And, I mean, I said something to him, but there was really, he didn't know her. You know, and me being like, hey, can you give me $10,000 for my friend? It's just, and I didn't have it. So I told her, I'm like, listen, I could put something towards it. Maybe if somebody else could give some money too, but I don't have that. And because I was on like Love and Hip Hop at the time, she thought that I did, you know, and people see you on TV and they just automatically assume. I didn't start making money until later on in my life. My boyfriend had a lot of money. So he paid for things, but his money is not my money. You know, like, it's not like my name was on his bank account. So right. I do feel like that affected my relationship with her. We still speak and everything, like, that's still, like, somebody that I consider a really close friend. But I do think after that happened, so I wouldn't put money in there only because, like, if you're judging your friendship based off of money, that's already showing that maybe you're not a friend. So
that part.
Yeah, so that.
But when it comes to like friendships of convenience, those are the harder ones for me because I've been in the business since I was 18 years old. So everybody know me from something from that exactly. show or from that something. So you never know like who really like rocks with you and who doesn't. So if I decided to not be an entertainer at all and go own a pizzeria somewhere, like, would you still, I know you'll pull up, you'll make sure that I love pizza. I was going to say, you'll make sure that I had some old vegetarian, vegan, yummy pizza
I'll be bringing artists through, I'll be posting it. Like, I'm that friend. Like, I had a friend that opened a juice bar and I helped her with it from the beginning. I mean, she don't give me my credit for it, but it is what it is. She didn't even go there and I was there busting my ass to make sure her stuff was open and it was running well.
And that's my point. That's a friend. A friend is someone that's there to support you, whatever your dreams are, whatever they look like, no matter what. My homegirl had a party the other day and she was like, well, it wasn't at a fancy place. I didn't think you were going to come. And I was like, girl, I could bust you in your head. Because if I would have found out you had this function and not invited me because it was on the other side of town, like, that's what friends are for.
Yeah, don't judge me based off that either. I'm not going to lie. I've always been pretty terrible at picking friends, like pretty much my whole entire life. I think like the past few years, I've met a lot of good people or I've kept a lot of good people around and gotten rid of some people that weren't really my friends. Yep. But that's what maturity and you really seeing and realizing these things that we're speaking of, that what makes somebody your friend out of convenience versus like, oh, she can help me do this or she'll do this for me or she'll, you know, some people have done that. My mother used to tell me, I know your mother told you this too. You ain't got no damn friends. When I was young, I'd be like, oh, that's my best friend. That's my best friend. She's like, you don't have no friends. And then, you know, after a few years, I'm like, damn, I don't know if she's just saying that because everybody's messed up or if I'm picking the wrong bitches.
Right. No, but it's like that. And it's not your fault. I find that people who happen to be empathetic and more kind-hearted or, you know, positive, I find myself being the positive person in the room. So a lot of times you get dumped on, you know what I'm saying, for being the nice and the light and the brightness. And, you know, you want to have a friend. You want right. somebody to be able to confide in. Your mama just knew that people are human and they're not trustworthy. And where your heart is big, she knows that you will give the shirt off your back. But the other part of your question was the reciprocity. Would they give you the shirt off of their back?
That's the thing. And sometimes you're tricked because they might let you borrow the hoodie to go on your back, but then they snatch it back off and then you're like, wait a minute. That's where people would trick
you. Nah, they don't borrow the hoodie. They let you borrow the hoodie and then when you get to the function, they tell everybody at the function that it's their hoodie.
Bro, as soon as you get the compliment. Like I had a homegirl like that. One time I complimented this girl and she was like, I gave them to her. I should have never gave them to her because they fire, right? And I'm like, she's trash for that. Like, I really looked at her a little different. She was my friend and she did it to her friend. And I was like, nah, you don't do nothing like that. Like, you let it go, you let it go. You a hater. It didn't look good on you, sis. That's why you ain't got it. You should have went to Macy's and fit it out your size.
Fit it out your size. Now, what I want to know is this breakthrough story that we have to talk about with the one and only Ice-T. What is going on?
So apparently, Neo, the newly divorced Neo.
He's not newly divorced, but the filing has happened.
The newly filed divorce with a secret baby Neo. It seems as though okay. Anyway, he's on Drink Champs, right? Now, he's speaking with Noriega, and he kind of raised a lot of debate on social media after he told our good boy Noriega this.
It was a Halloween party. I walked up to him, and I said, because mind you, she had on, like, she has shit on, right?
Okay.
So I walked up to him, and I was like, bro, all due respect, I've wanted to squeeze Coco's for a really long time. And he said, you know what? And I'm just the kind of pimp to let you do it. And he called her over and he whispered something in her ear. And she looked at him and smiled. And then looked at me and smiled and turned around and bent the thing over. And I grabbed as much of a handful as I could. He gave me a pound. And we finished and we drank and hung out for the rest of the night. That was it.
Now, mind you, they've been married, Coco and Ice-T, for 21 years. They have a daughter together named Chanel. And it seems as though Neo wanted in. I can't believe he said, I'm just the type of pimp to let you do that. And this
But
is
that's Ice-T. You don't know nothing. That's straight pimping. That's still more slim. That's Rosebud with two Ds for a double dose of pimping. You better know the origin, baby.
Do pimps get married? I don't know.
To their bottom.
What if this happened with you and Mike and a woman said, hey, I just wanted to know if I could just grab his
joint?
It wouldn't
be me and Mike because I wouldn't have on what Coco was wearing and Neo would never walk up to Mike.
You told me you was a pimp. No, I'm joking.
Now, Madam, on the other hand, will have them all bent over like a stable of horses. So I'm not even mad.
I know, right.
First of all, what do they drink during this podcast? Like, what are they drinking? What are we not drinking?
Oh, because Drink Champs. They got everything to drink. You could drink whatever. He does Ace of Spades, though, typically.
Oh, my goodness. The fact that they even got on this story, the fact that Neo had enough balls to ask Ice-T that and not get slapped, and the fact that Ice-T obliged, and the fact that Coco bent over, baby.
I'm so lost with this whole thing. So is it not disrespectful to ask for him to ask Ice-T to touch his wife's butt?
Well, you know what? What would be disrespectful was be for him to oogle her or to touch it without permission. I think that if it was going to be disrespectful, he put himself in a position to be checked quickly. And I won the golf tournament at the Playboy Golf Mansion. I used to frequent it all the time. I'm usually the most clothed person in there, and I'm in there in nothing but lingerie. So I'm not sure where they were at, but it sounds something of that nature where women were already dressed pretty provocatively anyway, and it was par for the course. I don't think that they were at the Oscars and he was trying to get up under her skirt. I mean,
so am I the only person that thinks that this is crazy? Like, Neo, some balls you have. Like, first of all, Ice-T is a legend, too. Like, and I get it. Like, that's his whole whatever he is, a pimp, and we've known this forever.
You know who we not going to ask that question to is Will Smith.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what if that was his reaction? You know what I mean? What if Ice-T was like, this is just a character for the movies, boy.
But and like, I feel like
don't
he
play with me and my wife.
I feel like he read the room, though. Like, I feel like he read the room and he knew the environment he was in. Neo, despite all the stuff that's going on in the press right now, and that's not what this topic is about, he's been in this business for a very long time. And he is a Virgo or Libra, more of the quieter type, and he's very thought out. So
isn't this a story you keep to yourself?
Now that's why I asked how much alcohol they drink.
Okay. Oh, on Drink Champs, because you got Irv Gotti running his mouth.
Because I have stories for days, and it would take a lot of alcohol for me to say that on here.
I can't imagine. Imagine Mike was like, yo, let my boy grab your tata. Look at your face. Exactly how I feel about Coco. I don't care what pimp image he got. Like, you got a lot of nerve.
But if you a pimp, though, okay. And I'm going to put this in the proper terms because I play an actual pimp on television.
You do.
You are thinking with a pedestrian brain about the workings of a pimp world. Like, you are like the criminal organized crime in that world, it's a whole nother brain. And so when you sign up for that business and you sign up for that life, whatever that is, you succumb to all that's under that. And so the idea of it sounding rude to ask to touch my girl's butt, it's actually extremely respectful. Thank you.
So wait, is he renting Coco out still? Because how much does she cost?
No, I don't think he rent her out. I'm just thinking that, you know, once a pimp, always a pimp.
Lord, pimps up have what? Mercy.
Pimps up, hoes down. That's what they say.
Thank God I ain't never got involved in that world, child. Let me just...
That's why we go to work. It's the undressing room.
You know, I got a homegirl that's similar in a similar situation. I wouldn't say that. Like, I mean, I feel like her dude is a pimp.
I had to save a friend from a pimp before. I had my brother's.
How do you do it?
House.
Can you give me the manual? Because I need. She's not even that type of girl. I'm lost as hell. So you tell me how to save them because they don't want to be saved.
It takes a lot of work. We had to run up in the house.
None of that is working.
And the only reason I found out was because she was giving clothes I gave her. And I'm like, where'd that outfit go? And she gave it to the other girls because she didn't want to get the other girls the new stuff he was buying her. I was so confused. Yo, I was so confused. And
how
I realized.
These guys do this.
They do. They do.
Well, you tell us, madam. No, I'm just...
Well, you know, they can't do what you don't let them do, too. So
true.
It's all consensual. That's and as consensual as you listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's, do yourself a favor and log on to theundressingroompod.com and follow us on Instagram. DM us like we do in L'Oreal's DM.
I want us to get into this final question to undress. Ooh. I don't want to leave this off. So this is, we're going to sacrifice the DMs this week.
Okay. So final question to undress. Now there is a new TikTok trend that has, get ready, because I am not mincing my words, that has white women doing boyfriend hauls. That's H-A-U-L-S with their black boyfriends. I'll explain in a second and listen to the audio.
Yeah, because I'm lost.
So this is the one that I have. I met him in 2014, but he wasn't on the market yet. So in 2016, he was on the market and I decided to see if it was a good investment for me. However, the timing wasn't really right. So it wasn't until the beginning of 2018 that I purchased this one. I don't know the exact month or day that I purchased this one, but it was in the beginning of 2018. One thing that I love about this one is he can literally do anything, fix anything. If he doesn't know how to do something, he will learn that day. And I mean, look at him. But one bad thing, one con about this model is he's taking a little bit longer than usual to upgrade to fiance mode. So hopefully soon we'll upgrade to fiance mode.
I'm 38 hot right now.
I'm lost.
Did this white lady just say she bought this black man in this year?
So like he's her slave and he's just sitting there looking like nothing, like nothing's happening, laughing.
Is he foreign?
But this is what I mean about when I say like the black men, like y'all need to talk to each other because they'll sit there and be like, oh, this is what the women need to do. No, what y'all need to do is stop being ignorant. Why would you even stand there while this white woman is doing this like you're on a slave auction block? Like what the hell on planet Earth would be funny or entertaining about that?
The amount of money we have shown that we can make with our intellectual property. Why the hell, after all the years we spent to eradicate slavery and even acknowledge it in our history books, would you make your ass a slave to a white woman?
For a TikTok challenge, like it's funny. Like what is funny about, like what? My humor must have got left at the damn store because I'm not on the same wave as everybody else. Like why doesn't stuff like that get banned? Like I don't want to see that. Why? What does she mean I purchased this one and I want him to upgrade? Like I don't get it. I don't get this joke. I don't get this trend. I hate it. I was watching Harriet the other day and
was Cynthia Erivo.
Yeah, and it's giving flash. flashbacks, and I don't want to have to slap the hell out of one of these little girls doing these TikTok challenges. Because we guys said, you think it's funny. Let me show you what I think is funny.
It's gone way too far. I think that creativity should be left for people to, an artist to develop. But by
creativity
the same token,
is at a low,
when
clearly.
Your creativity gets to the place where it is offensive and it is bringing back, I don't know, just history about how we made it in this country and all the other countries being originated in Africa. Yeah, I think you should close out the show today because I'm 38 hot right now.
I'm not going to lie. I'm super disgusted. Never want to see anything like this. And if y'all want to pull up on a challenge, pull up on me and say how much you purchase. so we can purchase
Macy's.
You new teeth.
You know what? Let's go back to Macy's because Macy's is my softer side. Go into the fragrance department at Macy's. Get yourself a new scent. Get yourself a new little fragrance over at Macy's or go get some panties at the little lingerie sale going on right now. And stay away from women that are trying to buy black men because that's how you get dotted on your eye and all your T's crossed.
Yeah, or that think slavery is a joke or referring to you as a slave or like, why would you even sit there? You dumber than her. Keep him, please. We don't want him back. Keep him and whatever, keep him.
But for all you never know what that man's gone through. You never know. Like, it's so frustrating.
He's sitting there standing like he's greased up and ready for auction. Like, I don't care what he's been through. Is he brain dead?
Yeah, we don't make these stories up. That was a final question to undress. Now, if you would like your final question undressed, do us a favor. Don't send another one like that, but send something else. Go ahead and follow us at The Undressing Room Pod on Instagram, The Undressing Room. Slide in our DMs. Give us your crazy topics, comments, questions, concerns, and that is your chance to be featured.
That's right. You're listening to the Undressing Room Podcast presented by Macy's. Log on to theundressingroompod.com for episodes and links to our Macy's personal shopping page. And we will see you all next week.
Ta-ta for now.
Bye.
The Undressing Room Podcast presented by Macy's is an Urban One Reach Media production hosted by the one, the only Eva Marcille and L'Oreal.
Executive produced by Kobe Kolb-Tyner. Associated producer Alexis Felder. Editing and production by Dunkus. Sales and corporate partnership, Josh Romani, Michelle Marino, and Kadisha Campbell. Research, Lori Hall Flowers. Digital marketing, Sam Sires, J.R. Davis, and Tim Hall. Digital creative, Alvin Francis.
Content provided by MadamNoir.com, Bossom.com, and HipHopWire.com. Stay connected at TheUndressingRoomPod.com. See you at the next episode.